صل على محمد وآل محمد.
It is narrated that when Allah intended to create the creatures, He first created the Nur, the light of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The world shone, and breezes from the mercy of Allah breezed to save man from ignorance and sins of life. It was the great mercy that Allah had endowed His people with, to guide them to the best. It was the birth of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which was the greatest event in history of the world, and the best blessing from Allah to His people. The Prophet Muhammad is the last messenger of Allah. He was born in Mecca and his father is Abdullah son of Abdul Muttalib and his mother is Sayyida Amina. The Prophet's father died a few months before or a couple of months after the Prophet Muhammad's birth. His grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, took care of him. When the Prophet was 6 years old, his mother died too. His grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, continued to look after the Prophet. After 2 years, when the Prophet was around 8 years old, his grandfather Abdul Muttalib died. Before he died, Abdul Muttalib asked one of his sons, Abu Talib, the father of Imam Ali, to look after the Prophet. And so Abu Talib and his wife Sayyida Fatima bint Asad took care of the Prophet. It is reported that they loved the Prophet more than their own children. The Prophet was a sign from signs of Allah in morals and manners, and he was distinguished from all prophets and human beings. By his morals, he could attract the hearts and could unite the Arabs and lead them to purify the earth from idolatry and ignorance. Therefore, Allah praised him in the Holy Quran. And indeed, you are of a great moral character. Undoubtedly, the Prophet was the most generous, charitable unto the poor and the deprived. His charity wasn't limited to the poor, it included animals as well. The Prophet was the most modest and humble person. He would milk his own sheep, patch his clothes, and mend his own shoes. When anyone asked for help, he would stop whatever he was doing and attend to their need. Another characteristic the Prophet has was his asceticism towards the worldly life. He turned his back to this life's pleasure and lived away from its desires. His stomach was never filled with food. He never complained. Poverty was more beloved to him than wealth. The Prophet offered too many prayers. He found in prayer the greatest pleasure in his life, for in prayer he talked with Allah. The Prophet was the bravest and the most courageous person. Imam Ali said, "No one would be nearer to the enemy than he would." On the day of the Battle of Badr, we sought protection with the Prophet, though he was the nearest of us to the enemy. The Prophet was patient with all kinds of hardships and calamities. The Quraysh harmed, abused, and fought him when he was in Mecca, and followed him to Medina and waged many wars against him, but he was patient towards all that. The Prophet was famous for his cleanness and neatness. The Prophet encouraged people to care much for cleanness, that he said, "Islam has been built on cleanness." The cleanness that the Prophet recommended includes all sides of life, such as drinking water, food, clothes, and dwellings. The Prophet was the master of eloquence. By his eloquence, he could occupy the hearts and prevail the souls. Some of his companions once said to him, "O Messenger of God, how eloquent you are. We have not seen anyone more eloquent than you." The Prophet replied, "Why shouldn't I be, while the Quran has been revealed in my tongue and in clear Arabic?" When the Prophet was around 25 years old, he married a pious lady, Sayyida Khadija. She was kind, generous, and the first woman to believe in the message of the Prophet and supported him when others were refusing to believe and support him. The Prophet and Sayyida Khadija had a daughter. She was Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra, the leader of all women in the world. The Prophet loved his wife Sayyida Khadija and his daughter Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra very much. Even though the people of Mecca worshipped idols and did many bad things, they knew the Prophet was different. The Prophet was praised for his integrity, honesty, and generosity. They used to call him As-Sadiq, which means the truthful one, and Al-Amin, which means the trustworthy. This is because the Prophet never said a lie, and everyone always trusted him. The Prophet always protected the weak and loved to help the poor, and he never worshipped idols like others. Once, a flood swept across Mecca and the Kaaba was badly damaged. After Quraysh rebuilt it, a dispute arose between various clans as to who should put the black stone in its place. They finally decided that the person to enter the precincts of the Kaaba the next morning should solve the issue. It so happened that the first person was none other than the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The Quraysh were so happy it was him because he was well recognized as the most truthful and trustworthy person at his time. The Prophet told them to put the black stone in his robe and send one representative from each clan to hold the corners of the robe and bring it to its place. The judgment settled the dispute to the satisfaction of all the clans. The Prophet used to love sitting in the cave of Hira on the mountain outside Mecca where he used to pray to Allah. When the Prophet was 40 years old, the angel Jibreel came to him and started reciting verses from the Quran to him. The angel Jibreel told the Prophet to now start telling the people to stop worshipping idols and to worship Allah alone. At first, the Prophet only told some people and preached secretly to his family members. A small group of people would gather together in a house and learn about Islam. Sayyidah Khadija was the first woman to believe in the Prophet and his message from Allah. Imam Ali was young and he was the first male to accept and support the message of the Prophet. After a few years, when some people were attracted to Islam, Allah sent the angel Jibreel to tell the Prophet that it was now time to announce the message of Islam in public. This was not easy because Mecca was full of idols, and the rich people of Mecca loved to worship and bow before the idols. So they began to oppose the Prophet and tried to stop him. They retaliated violently. The Prophet and his followers were hurt and some were tortured. But Abu Talib, who was one of the leaders of Mecca and the uncle of the Prophet, always protected him. No one dared to harm the Prophet directly, as long as Abu Talib was there to protect his nephew, the Messenger of Allah. Some of the rich men of Mecca were Abu Jahl and Abu Sufyan. They came to Abu Talib and told him that if the Prophet would stop telling people about Islam, they would give him a lot of money. When Abu Talib told the Prophet Muhammad what they said, he replied, "Even if they put the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand, I will not stop calling people to Islam." Abu Talib was very happy to hear this and he said to him, "Go then, my dear nephew, and preach the message of Allah. I will always support you and no one can touch you or harm you as long as I am alive." This made the Prophet very happy. He went out and began telling people about the Quran and about Allah in the streets of Mecca. Some people believed in him and some people laughed at him, but he never stopped telling them the truth. After some years, Sayyidah Khadija passed away, and then Abu Talib. Their deaths left a very deep impression on the Prophet. He was so grieved that he called the year of sorrow. The new Quraysh leaders of Mecca like Abu Jahl and Abu Sufyan were very happy because they thought they could now easily get rid of the Prophet, peace be upon him. One night, many strong men came to surround the Prophet's house and planned to kill him early morning. The angel Jibreel came to the Prophet and told him to leave Mecca the same night and head towards Medina. The Prophet asked Imam Ali to sleep in his bed and pretend to be him so that no one would know he had left. Imam Ali slept in the place of the Prophet to save his life. The Prophet stepped out of his home without the enemy knowing a thing. In the morning, they rushed into the house but only found Imam Ali alayhi salam sleeping and the Prophet was nowhere to be found. In the meantime, the Prophet was already out of Mecca. The night when the Prophet left Mecca is called the night of Hijrah. Muslims start their calendar from that year. The city he arrived at was called Yathrib. After the Prophet got there, the people welcomed him as they have already heard of him. Many became Muslims and they changed the name of the city from Yathrib to Madinat al-Nabi, the city of the Prophet, or in short, Medina. They built a big masjid together that is still standing today and is called Masjid al-Nabawi, the Prophet's Mosque. In the meantime, the Meccans began preparations to attack Medina and the Prophet. The first battle that took place was in Badr, where the Prophet and Imam Ali were at the forefront of the battle. Not long after the victory of the Muslims at Badr, a battle followed it at Uhud, where the Prophet was injured and Imam Ali was gifted the sword Dhul Fiqar, where the Prophet declared, "Ali is from me and I am from him." For a long time, the Jews were in Medina and were very powerful. Upon seeing the Muslims spread quickly in Medina, a tribe from the Jews joined hands with the enemies of the Prophet in Mecca to wage war against the Muslims. When the Muslims heard the news, Salman al-Farsi advised to dig a deep and wide trench on the unprotected side of Medina. In history, this battle is known as the Battle of Khandaq or Ahzab. The Muslims were surrounded by some of the toughest men in Arabia. Many hypocrites and even some Muslims asked permission to leave and return to their home. Finally, one of the enemy's bravest warriors, Amr ibn Abdiwud, succeeded in crossing the trench. According to historians, he was equal to 1,000 warriors. He called out for a battle. 3 times did the Holy Prophet exhort the Muslims to give battle to Amr. 3 times it was only Imam Ali who stood up. In the 3rd time, the Holy Prophet allowed Imam Ali to go. When Imam Ali was going to the battlefield, the Holy Prophet said, "The whole faith is going to fight the whole infidelity." Once Imam Ali defeated Amr, the Prophet said, "Indeed, one attack of Ali in the Battle of Khandaq is better than the worship of all human beings and jinns up to the Day of Resurrection." The killing of Amr demoralized the enemies and they all fled away. After this, the Jews had lost face and weakness, so they planned another attack on the Muslims, instigating other tribes to join them. To demonstrate their strength, they captured many camels of the Prophet after killing his herdsmen and capturing his wife. The news of the preparation of the Jews reached Medina quickly. At last, the Holy Prophet decided to crush them before they could destroy the Muslims. The Prophet marched towards Khaybar to the Jewish fortress. Some have said that Abu Bakr took the banner and went out to fight but returned unsuccessful. Then Umar bin Khattab took the standard and fought hard, but he returned equally unsuccessful. When the Prophet came to know what happened, he said, "By Allah, tomorrow I will give the standard to a man who loves Allah and His Messenger, and whom Allah and His Messenger love. One who is constant in onslaught and does not flee. One who will stand firm and will not return till victory is achieved." The next day, everyone was curious to see who it would be. The Prophet called for Imam Ali alayhi salam, who at the time was suffering from an eye infection. The Prophet miraculously healed the eyes of Imam Ali and he went out to battle. Imam Ali fought bravely, bringing a clear victory for the Muslims. The Prophet had earlier made a peace treaty with the Meccans, and one of the conditions was that there would be no war between the Quraysh and the Muslims for 10 years. The treaty was broken by the Quraysh and they attacked a tribe from the Muslims. Upon hearing this, the Prophet marched towards Mecca with a large army, the same city that had persecuted him and his followers to a faraway land now lay at his feet. No one stopped him. The Prophet said, "There is no reproach against you today. God will forgive. He is the most merciful and the most compassionate." The Prophet told them, "You are free." No house was plundered, nor any woman was insulted. They were all forgiven. The result of the Prophet's compassion resulted in thousands accepting Islam. The Prophet broke all the idols and everyone worshipped Allah alone. After a few weeks, some envious tribes created a large army suddenly attacked the Muslims in the hills of Hunain. Majority of the Muslims ran away except for Imam Ali and a few others, who stayed back to fight and protect the Prophet. On seeing the strength of the Imam, the Muslims regained their strength and returned to the battlefield to regain the victory. As the message of Islam expanded across Arabia, the Caesar of Rome heard of the fall of Mecca and he felt threatened. And so he sent a well-equipped army and they camped at a fort in Tabuk. The Prophet prepared yet for another battle. Imam Ali had always been at the forefront of every battle. However, in this battle, the Prophet left Imam Ali in charge of Medina's affairs. The Prophet then said to Imam Ali, "O Ali, you are to me as Harun was to Musa, except that there is no Prophet after me." In the 10th year after Hijrah, the Prophet performed his last pilgrimage. During his journey back, the Prophet gathered thousands at a place called Ghadir Khum. Under orders from Allah, the Prophet raised the hand of Imam Ali and told them that after he was gone, they should follow Imam Ali, and Imam Ali would be their master after him. The Prophet also said to the people, "I am leaving behind two things, the Quran and my family, the Ahlul Bayt." Not long after, the Prophet's health began attacking him. When the news of the Prophet's illness spread among the Muslims, they hurried to visit him. Once they arrived, the Prophet confirmed what he had said at Ghadir Khum, and he said, "This is Ali. He is with the Quran and the Quran is with Ali. They shall not separate until they come to me at the pond in paradise." The Prophet knew there was conflict among the Muslims in their hearts. He asked his companions, "Bring me a piece of paper and an ink pot to write down some writing which you will never go astray." According to scholars, they said that the Prophet wanted to write down his successor and Khalif after him. One of them said, "The Book of Allah is enough for us, and you are seriously ill or delirious." Disputes and disagreements occurred between the companions, so the Prophet said to them, "Go away and leave me." After a few short talks with his family members, mankind was afflicted with a great calamity. The leader, teacher, and educator passed away. A light that lit this world with divine teachings, high morals, and noble manners had left this world. Imam Ali gave the Holy Prophet the Islamic wash and prayer and buried him in Medina near his masjid.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.